CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Would you hand me the mail for my box at room 426 and 425? Thank you. I mean, merci beaucoup.
Mrs. Piper!
Look how good it is, Mrs. Piper, isn't it?
Why, yes! Oh, but good heavens, Mrs.
Surprised to see somebody from home here in a hotel in Paris. How can you think of your name?
I just... Clover.
Norma Clover.
Of course, Mrs. Clover. Well, isn't this something?
Well, you know, I thought I saw you yesterday.
Oh.
I said to George at that time, I said...
Oh, is Mr. Clover here, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I didn't know whether you were traveling with some friend, a woman friend, you know. I mean, lots of men can't get away.
Oh, no. George is in business for himself, you know, and he can get away any time.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
You're not here with your husband.
Oh, yes. Well, fine with mine, too. Actually, he's in Europe on business, and I tagged along. I should say we tagged along. His aunt, Aunt Effie, is there some? I don't know if you ever met her or not.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. I think you brought her to the women's club.
Yes, well, she's here, too. Unfortunately, she got one of her backaches, so she's up in bed the past 3 days. We've hardly seen much of Paris at all. And then we brought our 8-year-old Betsy along.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's George now.
George!
Here's Mrs. Piper.
Hello, Mr. Clover.
Well. Nice to meet you here. Hey, did you bring your old man along?
Yes, well, he brought me. He's in Europe on business.
Why don't they all have lunch together?
Yes. Well, we were having it sent up to the room since Aunt Effie's taking it easy. Well, why don't you join us up there? We'd love to have you.
I guess we sure will, because like old homie, guys.
Somewhere in this land of ours, Smelly Dave, Bob and Ray's exhibition whale, is being held a prisoner, victim of the most monstrous whale netting in modern or ancient times. If you have information on the whereabouts of the Bob and Ray whale, concrete information, mind you, not fishy rumors, please communicate with the bereaved boys at CBS Radio New York. Dave looked like any other dead whale when you get right down to him, but he had assumed a kind of nobility in the eyes of these two comedians. Both lads subscribed to the immutable rule that the show must go on. So, bulletins are available on the Bob and Ray show Monday through Friday evenings at this address. Latest details on the nationwide whale hunt on every program. Listen in as Bob and Ray carry on, in spite of this immense loss in blubber and sentiment. Bob and Ray carry on during CBS Radio's Comedy Time, which also spotlights Burns and Allen, Andy Griffith, and Amos and Andy, Monday through Friday evening.
Just like old home movies. Well, by God, it certainly is nice to see a familiar face.
I suppose you heard the First National Bank building burn down.
No.
I don't know how it started, but it burned right down to the ground.
Well.
We've had the home paper sent to us right along.
Oh, for goodness.
And I suppose you know old Mr. Chloe died.
Chloe? Well, I don't believe I know him. Did you, dear Chloe?
Chloe? No.
The lumberyard, you know.
Lumberyard?
Oh, no, you do. Chloe's lumberyard.
No.
Oh, right down there by the railroad tracks, you know.
Yes, I guess I do.
Oh, yes.
And Mrs. Little had her baby, a boy.
Oh. isn't that nice? Now, who's Mrs. Little, is that?
Mrs. Malcolm Little.
Uh-huh. I don't believe I know her.
Oh, right next door to us.
Oh, and you live on the...
Crestview Drive.
Oh, Crestview Drive. Yes, that's it. Oh, it's nice, nice stuff.
Oh, we like it up there. Yeah. Best place in town to live. It's cool. Oh, boy, is it cool. Why, they tried to get me to put in an air conditioning, and I said, what for?
My goodness, we have the most wonderful breeze. No matter how hot it is downtown, it's always cool at home.
Oh, well, that's good. We don't have too much trouble either.
No, we're on Rainbow Lake. We just filmed out there last week.
Oh, I bet you got the cedars.
No, we don't. Not at all.
Well, when were the lunches, dear? You ordered it sent up, didn't you, honey?
Yes. Oh, yes, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I hate to ask you, dear, but may I have a drink of water?
Oh, yes. Of course, Aunt Hattie.
I'm afraid I've just been a terrible nuisance the last few days. Just had to be waited on hand and foot.
Well, how is your backache, Miss Sorensen?
Well, let's not talk about me, but since you asked...
Boy, this is just like old home week, eh? And you can say all you like, there's no place like home, right?
Yes, that's true. However, we certainly have been enjoying our trip over here.
Never again. Never again will I get dragged off to Europe.
Oh, no, George, please.
Now, listen, you're tired of this rat race yourself, honey. Now, admit it, old girl.
You've been over here long, Mr. Herbert?
Well, 2 months, but it seems more like 2 years. By golly, I can't wait to get home where they speak a civilized language. Well, you can order a T-bone steak and get a T-bone steak that is a T-bone steak. I tell you, I'm so darned hungry.
We have had quite a few different kinds of food. We were a week in Greece, and then Italy for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started in England, and then on through the Scandinavian countries.
Well, I tell you, I've had my fill of Yorkshire pudding and herring and shish kebab and spaghetti.
Oh, my goodness, I think that's what's interesting about traveling. Find all the different kinds of food.
No, not me. Give me a good thick steak and french fries and apple pie.
Well, maybe you should have stayed at home.
Yeah.
You can like $5 next time I will.
You know, they are a bit late bringing the lunch up. I think I better go back. I got to get back to my office here.
Hey, wait a minute. We're leaving Paris tonight. Fly home.
Yeah, I know. That's too bad. Maybe we could have gotten together again.
Yeah, you're just jealous you're not going home, too, huh? Hey, no kidding, though. No. You said you were going to Italy next, and I said I'd give you a few tips, huh? Well,
there's lunch now, dear. You might just as well stay.
Now, look, you get out paper and pencil, because I'm going to do for you what I wish somebody had done for me. Now, first of all, if you're planning to go to Switzerland, skip it. Nothing but mountains. And another thing, don't overtip. Now remember, every restaurant you go to have already added 15% to your check.
Yes, I know that.
And Effie, pass me the butter with a plain knife.
And now that I've given you some good hints on just ordinary life when you travel, now we'll start on with what to see.
George, why don't you eat your lunch?
Well, they cook this filly a soul with some kind of wine. Well, you know I don't like that, huh? Be good to eat one of your meals again, sweetie. Best little cook in the world, right over there. Now, when you leave Paris, where do you go?
Well, you're going to Venice. We'll have at least 2 days there.
Skip it.
Well, I've never heard of anyone who's been to Venice who didn't just love it.
Yes, my goodness, everyone.
Well, some of those old houses in Venice are as old as the 13th century. And they look it, too. Right past them in gondolas through those dirty old canals.
George, I don't think they were dirty. Oh, seawater that comes in there.
Well, you can't tell me it's helping. All that water all around.
Yeah, well, we're going to Venice anyway.
Okay. But you sure don't need 2 days. 1 day is plenty. Nothing to see except St. Mark's. And after you've seen that, there's nothing to do but feed the pigeons. And you know what it costs to buy a dinky little sack of bird seed to feed the pigeons? 50 cents! 50 cents! Can you imagine?
Mr. Plover,
hello. When you get to Rome, you go to this restaurant here. Yeah, I'm writing it down for you.
Real American food. Why, we ate darn near every meal, Ed, didn't we, honey?
Yes, I'm afraid we did.
You just ask for Bill. He's the manager. You tell him I said it.
Yeah, thanks. Now, look, Mr. Plover.
Goodness, I just can't get over running into somebody from our own hometown. Can you, dear?
No. Certainly too bad. You're just leaving. We probably could have had a lot of fun together.
Yeah, wouldn't we all turn loose in Paris? Hey, we could have painted the old town red, huh? Yeah, we could have shown them that we're not such hits from the stick, huh?
Yes, it's just too bad we couldn't have gotten together more, huh?
Hey, by that face, this I don't mind staying for. No, sorry. I'm going to call the airline reservations there and get my reservations changed.
Oh, no.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with new special size 6-month floor wax, you can end weekly waxing drudgery and save money too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff resistant for 6 full months or your money back. So why be a slave to your floors? Relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month floor wax now.
Look, I have said I'm sorry, and heaven knows that I am.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. We've not only wasted the better part of a whole day in Paris, but apparently we're about to spend our entire trip to Paris in the company of some people we don't even like back home.
Don't even like? We don't even know them.
Don't even know them.
When I saw him in the lobby, I didn't even know her name.
Why, dear, did you ask him to come up to the room?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know, if I'm safe.
I don't know. It's just that when you see a familiar face away from home, you suddenly leap at each other like long-lost brothers.
Oh, my God, I just can't stand that
guy. Well, he certainly likes you.
Yeah.
My goodness, if old George can just get his reservations changed.
Look, he only likes me because I'm an American. He'd be just as crazy about Al Capone.
Isn't he dead?
Oh,
yeah, he's dead.
Definitely. I don't think she's as bad as he is. I really don't.
Would you mind telling me why people like that travel?
I suppose just so they can say they've been there.
What's wrong with that? I'd like to say I've been someplace.
Yeah, well, don't answer.
Oh, come on.
By golly, if necessary, we'll pick up and we'll check out and go into hiding in some other hotel.
But they know we're here. They just went to their room. We can't be rude. They're from home. They would talk about us back home.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, by golly, that's a darn shame.
Kevin, tell him how terribly sorry we are.
Oh, by gosh, we are terribly sorry.
Very disappointed.
We're very disappointed you can't stay over.
Don't overdo it. You may call some other airline.
Yes, it was. Just like old home week.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Charles Bendick, and Mary Lone, and is produced by Walter Hart.